Matty Burke brings a lot of class to this program, Jimmy Smith. But I must say, I ran into Burkey when we're having a bit of a break at the 7 o'clock news, yes. And he looks so rugby. He looks so rugby turning up this morning. He had the puffer jacket on.
Yes.
He had the scarf. He looked like he just got out of a private jet. Morning, Matt Burke.
Boys, good morning to you. 7:08 and 27, 28, 29 seconds. Mate, it's about 4 degrees outside.
Yes.
I had to ship the kids off early this morning to a thing down at Newport Rugby Club. They're doing a thing for World Cup next year for the women.
Okay.
And they're doing it, filming that guy. So I've loaded them up and I've walked outside and went, it's fresh. So, hey, don't be afraid of the rugby. Actually, there's no patches here at the moment.
It was looking sensational too, by the way. It was just outstanding.
Magnificent.
How are you, mate?
I'm well.
Excited for the Waratahs?
Yeah, disappointed from last week.
Yeah.
You know, they had a real chance. And you know when you go into games, boys, and you've been there, when you're playing a lesser team and the coach says, don't think about these blokes. Yeah. We've got to put it out of our heads. And as soon as they say that, it becomes into your head, knowing that you've got to play this outfit, you've got to win, you get a home semi-final. So two things about that game. One, they played so poorly, I reckon. They were out enthused. There was that lack of urgency. You know, all the stuff that you write on the whiteboard during the week that we can't do. Secondly, is that they missed that home semi-final. So apart from playing at home, they miss a whole heap of cash that goes with that as well. And now if they do win this weekend and progress to, you know, say, the finals, they fly to South Africa, potentially, because they take on the Lions, because the Lions jumped them ahead up in Johannesburg. The Lions jumped them in the rankings. So they have that. I suppose you'd say that better run home, you'd say. So they've just made it harder for themselves, you know. And, you know, all the chat of, you know, kick up the butt, that kind of stuff. You can't do it now. It had to be the week before.
Tars Highlanders this weekend, Saturday night out at Allianz Stadium. They're outsiders. Lawrie thinks they can win. The last time they played the Highlanders, flogged them.
41-12.
Yeah.
And that was that first game that beats that New Zealand team for 784 days or whatever it was. Yep. So, yeah, they played well that time. I look at this outfit and the strength of this outfit, and the Highlanders have rested a couple of blokes from last week, so they're coming off a bunch of blokes who play All Blacks fresh.
Yes.
Aaron Smith being probably the main bloke at halfback. Can they get there? I don't think so.
Wow.
I think they'll be... this is Waratahs.
Yes.
I think they'll be losing quarterfinalists. They'll play this week. Unless they play out of their skin, and everybody gets involved, Beale has to be on song. He was crook last week. Granted, but you still got to play well. Folau has to get more touches on the ball. That's his go. When it comes to him, fantastic, but he needs to search for the ball more and create those opportunities. And Foley was off last week as well. So the big guys were off last week, and they can't be off today.
No, well, that's disappointing, isn't it, when your leadership group is not playing well and setting the standard. So if they're off, you can't expect everyone else to be on.
Well, you maybe dive a bit further into it, Loz, and say there's no Michael Hooper there as well. So he still hasn't recovered from that hamstring injury that he suffered against the Irish. So he's not there. And there's only so much a captain can say on the sidelines when you're injured, isn't it, boys? It's let's get in there and get stuck in there. And you can have all the words, but the effect doesn't happen unless you're out there.
Right.
Okay, I'll ask you this question. Losing quarterfinalists, how do we rank then the Waratahs season?
Well, you know, it's this bias... conference system that they have, you know, when you look at it, you know, not that you're only playing Australian teams, you know, they could have gone through last week and won every game against the Australian conferences. They lost that mantle. I saw during the week, there's arguments two and four or pro and con for the going back to for and against system, home and away. So they're stuck with this model that I don't think works at the moment. You've got teams there who potentially should be higher up the ladder. So you look at the Hurricanes, very, very good team. And you look at the Highlanders, very, very good team. Hurricanes are flying. They'll have their home semi, that kind of stuff. But then all of a sudden, you've got teams that have played incredibly well who are disadvantaged when it comes to finals time. Yeah. So in rating the Waratahs, if they lose tonight, it'll be let's look ahead for next season. I think we need to find some players, maybe even some new coaching staff as well. Darryl's been there for a while. He's a he's a different beast to Michael Checker, you know. And
most
and
are.
Yeah. 100%. Most are, yeah.
He's on contract, though.
He is. Yeah. He is indeed. Yeah, he re-signed again. And I thought that may have waited because of, you know, we're looking at the Folau thing at the moment, boys. Yeah. I know you're going
to
ask about
yeah,
that.
Well, yeah, well, I'll come to that in a minute. Then.
And, you know, is he the right fit to... I mean, you know, you get coaches who are technically good,
yep.
And then, but sometimes they can't fire a team up. And I think Gibbo's in that motion. He's very quiet. You know, look at him after a game. He's very sort of, you know, analysed and to the point. Whereas sometimes you just need a bit of aggro, I think, from coaches sometimes. Yeah. And I don't know whether the setup is, I'll talk quietly, you boys go in there and start, you know, tearing the shreds off him type thing. So I don't know how the balance is set up there at the moment. But he's been there for a couple of years now, and they need to go further. So this weekend is going to be a big test for not only him and also the team.
You mentioned Israel. Will he stay or will he go?
Mm.
Yeah.
I think he'll go.
You reckon
he'll go? I think he'll go to Queensland.
What makes you say that?
Oh, I think he's got a relationship with Brad Thorne, and I don't know whether he's too happy there at the Waratahs, and I think he's just looking for a change of scenery.
I heard there had been rumblings through the year after his comments that blasted on or blew up on social media.
Yep.
I believe there was a bit of non-communication between he and the coach for a little while.
Okay.
My question is, do you take the coin? I mean, either way he's going to go, he's going to get lots of coin.
Will it be more to leave? Like, is it financially motivated?
Well, cost of living, maybe in Queensland, maybe...
Because it's ARU contract, and then it's your super contract's just a top-up on that, right?
Well, I think they actually get paid by Waratahs, and they get topped up by ARU. I think it is. I think that's the way it goes.
Okay.
So, my thoughts would be, why go to a team that's struggling? Yeah, you look at the Queensland Reds. They were awful this year. They played some good games, but their consistency was way down. Do you take the cash and play and lose, or do you want to play finals football? And I think the Waratahs is where they're going to play finals football. So that would be my question to him. You know, where do you want to play at the back end of the year? You know, when you're looking about Super Rugby finals, if you want to pack up shop and go on holidays, or do you want to play deep into the season? So that would be my argument.
But won't his number one priority next year be World Cup?
It would be.
And he might be thinking, well, if I go up there, play for the Reds.
Just coast along.
Coast along. To Japan.
Coast along and then go to Japan. No, I don't. Lots, I don't think so. If he goes, I think the Waratahs would be a bit filthy at the moment. You know, I mean, he did a press conference during the week, and it was just literally so fluffy. It was just nothing there.
Yeah.
And however much you press him, however much you ask, you know, it's I'll lead up to the manager. You know, just give us something. Give us a yay or nay or an indication. But you gave a couple of cliches and went from there. I don't know. If it was purely from a footballing perspective, a rugby perspective, you'd stay at the Waratahs. Why would he go to Queensland? I don't know.
Has he lost a lot of friends over what he's done on Twitter?
Do you know, I...
Like, as in teammates, understand. I should say. Not friends, but teammates.
And if you remember the chat that we had through that period of time there, everyone sort of came out and said, you know, we support him in free speech and the rest of it. But I reckon there would be a few noses out of joint. Absolutely. You know, that was a big statement that was very divisive, if that's the word.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I reckon there would have been blokes there at Waratahs training saying, mate, like, what's going on?
Yeah. Depends how strident he is away from those. Like, if he's continuing on with that in the dressing room, or if he just says, that's my belief and I don't bring that into the dressing room, I don't really know.
When we spoke about it all those months ago, and if you remember, Lies, I said it was a throwaway line that he had no thought about, no consequences
about.
And
he answered to someone on Twitter.
Correct. And then all of a sudden, it blew up. Then it sort of gained momentum after that.
He doubled down on that, though, didn't he?
He did. But the thing about it was, when he doubled down a couple of times, he wasn't there to be in the press conference to stipulate why and how or why he said those things and come up with those motivating factors. He left it for the other blokes to sort of, you know, take the hit on the way through there. And you can see blokes just bumbling their way through saying, and you may as well, but in that situation, you'd love the bloke to say, mate, I got nothing to do with this. Talk about footy. If you want to talk to him, you go search him. You go chase him in a car, whatever.
Because, and you'd accept that, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You have to.
Yeah. All right, let's have a look at the other games. Hurricanes v Chiefs. Hurricanes are clear favourites in that one.
Flying at the moment. Beauden Barrett at 10. I don't know if you saw his flick pass 2 weeks ago. It was an intercept flick pass. It was just incredible. He has time and space like no other player.
Okay, they're the line 4.5. You think they can cover that as well?
Yeah, very much.
Crusaders, Sharks. Crusaders, $1.05. Yeah, Sharks, $10.
Yeah, yeah. Winks is running behind, I think, the Crusaders at the moment. Yeah, flying at the moment. They'll win the whole thing. Yeah,
Crusaders?
And, yeah, absolutely. And the way they're now sitting at the top of the table, home semi, home quarter, home semi, home final, they just get that run in.
$1.55 to actually win the entire Super Tournament. We've spoken about the Waratahs, the Highlanders. Do you think the Highlanders at $1.70?
I think the Highlanders will come out and do a really good job on the weekend. Speed of play will be where they win this game, I reckon, on the weekend.
Lions versus the Jaguares, $1.26, $3.90.
Yeah, Qantas freaking Flyers are the winner. That one for the Jaguares, I think. If the Waratahs do win tomorrow, hand on heart, yeah. I hope they do.
Yeah.
If you're looking for your wallet, I think that it would be a tough win to then go to South Africa and play up there and then come back and play back in this neck of the woods.
If you think that the Waratahs are out, when's the test series start and what can we look forward to?
Yeah, well, that's August 18. That's the first Bledisloe Cup in a couple of weeks' time now. So, preparation will be good for the Aussies. I think they would have enjoyed that Irish series for the competitiveness.
Yeah.
I think they would have liked to have won in that last game there. Pardon me. Interesting, though, the way they lost in that last pass when people thought it was an intercept and sort of the penalty try or whatever, and there was a whole heap of that throughout the series. Look at it a bit further. It was 5-on-2, I think it was. So if you can't score on 5-on-2, you don't deserve to win the game. Yeah, so it's understanding how to get across the line. I think they're still in that learning process. They haven't got it down pat. And I look at it and you sit on the sideline and you watch, they watch the rugby league and you watch other games of union and you just see the skill level and the skill factor that blokes can go shift, understand, run unders, overs and score a try. So plenty to learn from your game, boys, if that's the case in running lines and understanding. So, that last pass, Foley was running right-hand side. Everyone was running on the same angle.
Yes.
And that's the first thing you learn as a young pup, Someone runs sideways, go straight or underneath him. Mm.
Berkey, time to get the puffy jacket and the scarf back on, mate. You've got to go and break the
I've got to get a photo of it. I want to get a photo and post it.
Can we put it on our social media?
I just need the little piccolo as well, don't I? I got smashed for that last year as well.
Perfect. Good on you, Berkey.
Good on you, boys.